Hi, this is the fourth part of TensorFlow interview questions. In this podcast, we will look upon some basic and advanced TensorFlow interview questions and answers. So, let's get started. Question 61. What is the meaning of the embedding projector in TensorFlow? Answer. The embedding projector in TensorFlow is a tool used to visualize high-dimensional data in an easy-to-understand way. It reads data from the model checkpoint file and displays the input data after getting embedded into a high-dimensional space by the model. Question 62. What are the differences between CNN and RNN? Answer. The main differences between CNN and RNN are: CNN is used for handling image data, while RNN is best suited for sequential data. CNN has fixed input and output data types, whereas RNN can handle flexible input and output data lengths. CNN is ideal for image and video processing, while RNN is more suitable for speech and text analysis. CNN is more efficient and powerful compared to RNN, but RNN provides a greater number of feature sets. Question 63. What is the difference between type 1 and type 2 errors? Answer. In simple terms, type 1 errors occur when there is a false positive outcome, and type 2 errors occur when there is a false negative outcome during complex computations. Question 64. When using TensorFlow, is performance always preferred over accuracy? Answer. No, performance is not always preferred over accuracy when using TensorFlow. The choice depends on the specific necessities and goals of the model. Generally, striking a balance between performance and accuracy is important. Question 65. What are some of the products that are built using TensorFlow? Answer. Several products are built entirely using TensorFlow, including Teachable Machine, Handwriting Recognition, GeorgioCam, and NSynth. Question 66. What is the meaning of deep speech? Answer. Deep speech is an open-source speech-to-text engine that uses TensorFlow and is trained using machine learning techniques. It converts speech input into textual output. Question 67. What is the use of a histogram dashboard in TensorFlow? Answer. The histogram dashboard in TensorFlow is a helpful tool to visually display complex statistical distributions of a tensor in a simple format. Each histogram chart represents the data that the tensor contains at a specific point in the representation. Question 68. How is audio stored in the audio dashboard? Answer. The audio dashboard in TensorFlow allows users to embed playable widgets stored in files. The tf.summary.audio is used for file storage, and the tagging system is used to embed the latest audio based on storage policies. Question 69. What are some of the components needed to deploy a light model file? Answer. Three main components are needed to deploy a light model file in TensorFlow. Java API, which acts as a wrapper around the C++ API for Android. C++ API, responsible for loading the TensorFlow light model and calling the interpreter. The interpreter, which handles kernel loading and model execution. Question 70. What is TensorFlow.js? Answer. TensorFlow.js is a library that enables users to run machine learning models in browsers. It provides high-level APIs to work with JavaScript and supports back-end entities like WebGL to utilize the GPU for rendering, if available. With TensorFlow.js, models can be imported, retrained, and executed directly in a web browser. Question 71. What do activation functions do in TensorFlow? Answer. Activation functions in TensorFlow are functions applied to the output of a neural network, serving as inputs for the next layer. They introduce nonlinearity, which distinguishes neural networks from logistic regression. Question 72. What is the simple syntax to convert a number py array into a tensor in TensorFlow? Answer. When working with Python and TensorFlow, you can convert a number py array into a tensor using either of these methods. 1. Train.shufflebatch. 2. Convert a tensor, tensor1d, type equals tf.float64. Question 73. How is the weighted standard error computed in TensorFlow? Answer. The weighted standard error in TensorFlow is used to calculate the coefficient of determination in linear regression models. It can be computed as shown below when using TFLearn estimators. Weighted R2 equals weighted R2, regression equals regression, net, metric equals weighted R2. Question 74. What are the purposes of ArrayFlow and FeedDictFlow in TensorFlow? Answer. In TensorFlow, ArrayFlow is used to automatically convert array entities into tensors and store them in a queue data structure. On the other hand, FeedDictFlow generates a stream of batch data from an input dataset using two queues for generating batches and loading data with pre-processing methods. Question 75. What are the important parameters to consider to implement the word 2vec algorithm in TensorFlow? Answer. When applying the word 2vec algorithm in TensorFlow, the following six parameters should be taken into account. 1. Embedding size, dimension of the embedding vector. 2. Max vocabularize, total number of unique words in the vocabulary. 3. Min occurrence, minimum number of occurrences a word should have to be included. 4. Skip window, specifies words to be considered for processing. 5. Numskips, number of times to reuse an input to generate a label. 6. Numsampled, number of negative examples to sample from the input. Question 76. What are some significant parameters to consider when employing a random forest algorithm in TensorFlow? Answer. When employing a random forest algorithm in TensorFlow, consider these six main parameters. 1. Number of inputs. 2. Feature count. 3. Number of samples per batch. 4. Total number of training steps. 5. Number of trees. 6. Maximum number of nodes. Question 77. Which numerical and categorical loss functions are supported in TensorFlow? Answer. TensorFlow supports several widely used numerical and categorical loss functions, including numerical loss functions. L1 loss. L2 loss. Pseudo-Huber loss categorical loss functions. Hinge loss. Cross-entropy loss. Sigmoid entropy loss. Weighted cross-entropy loss. Question 78. What is the difference between tensor.eval and session.run in TensorFlow? Answer. In TensorFlow, to pass external values to the graph, you can use two methods, tensor.eval and session.run. Both methods execute the graph, but tensor.eval can be used with the default session and is equivalent to tf.getDefaultSession.run values. Question 79. What is the main operation in TensorFlow? Answer. The main operation in TensorFlow involves passing values and assigning the output to another tensor. Question 80. Between performance and accuracy, what is more important in machine learning based on TensorFlow? Answer. In machine learning based on TensorFlow, both performance and accuracy are important, though accuracy often holds greater prominence in most models. Thank you for listening to our podcast.